வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. 9th chapter, text number 4. Given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Recorded on the 23rd of April, 1976, in Melbourne, Australia.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam.
So, God, sometimes some foolish question is there, can you show me God? The answer God is giving, maya tatam idam sarva, I am everywhere. If you have eyes to see, you can see me. So, actually, God is everywhere, otherwise how is God? God means the great, but you do not know how great He is. We simply say God is great, but you have no idea how God is great. That is explained in the Vedic literature that He is everywhere. God is everywhere. Annantarasam paramanuchayantarasam ekappasau rachayatam jagadanda koti. There are material world means there are innumerable universes. You can just like you cannot count the stars and planets. You are every day you are seeing. At least at night you see. But can you count it? No. That is not possible. So this is only one universe, the universe in which our planet, this earthly planet, is situated. It is a teeny planet. Out of many millions of planets, this is one. So we cannot even calculate this one planet, in which portion, which direction, which country is there, how many population, what is there. We have no calculation. This is God's creation. Anything you take, you cannot count in your hair. You claim this is my hair. Can you count it? No, that is God's creation. Everywhere God is present and everything is innumerable, beyond our counting capacity. In this way God is situated. Antarbahi. He is situated outside, He is situated inside also. Krishna says, and this is quite reasonable, otherwise how is God? It's like I am here, but you are not in your apartment. You are absent from your apartment. But God, if God means He is in His apartment and He is everywhere. There is God. The rascals, they claim that I am God. What kind of God you are? Are you everywhere spread? You should not accept such cheap God. God's description is there in the Shastra. Ekappasau rachayatam jagadanda koti. One portion, is Paramatma, the Super Soul. In His Super Soul feature, He is present in innumerable universes. Ekappasau rachayatam jagadanda koti. Jagadanda means the universe. It is just like an egg. That onda, onda means egg. The form is like egg. So, there are millions. So to maintain the millions and millions of universes, by His one portion, Paramatma, He is prayed. He is called Kirodoksai Vishnu. This is a great science. God expands Himself in so many ways, and for the material world, He is expanded as Purusha Avatar. Karanodak Sai Vishnu, Garbhodak Sai Vishnu, Kirodak Sai Vishnu. It's expanding like that. Causal ocean. The causal ocean, he is lying there, sleeping within the ocean. And from his breathing, the universes are coming out. This is God. Because he is in a sleeping condition. That is expansion of God. That is not original God. Original God is Krishna. But he can expand himself. Advaita yachyate anadi ananta rupam adyam purana purusam namajauvanancha. That is God. Just have some idea what is God. So, as Karanodak Sai Vishnu, he is sleeping within the ocean, and as soon as there is question of sleeping, there is breathing also. The bubbles are expanding as universe. Jasyaiganishasitakalamathavalambya jivanti loma milaja jagadandana. So, breathing means exhaling, inhaling. So, when the breathing is, air is coming out, innumerable universes are coming into form. And when it's inhaling, then all of them become annihilated. This is material world. Material world means it comes into existence at a certain day, it remains for some time, it gives so many byproducts, and it expands and then dwindles, then finishes. This is material, everything. Your body is like that, my body is like that, the whole universe is like that. So here it is explained, mayas tatamidam sarvam. This is God's impersonal expansion. When we cannot understand God, then we come first to the impersonal feature everywhere. Pantheism, which is known as, in philosophical term, pantheism. There are different, ideas and philosophical propositions. So, this maya tatam idam, but the pantheism, because the materialist thinker are limited, they think that God is everywhere, therefore, there is no personal God. That is foolish. Foolishness. He is everywhere, it is explained here. Maya tatamidam sarva. By me. Maya means by me. By me or by my energy, I am expanded everywhere. Maya, this word, it is causative. Causative means I have caused. The example is, if you want to understand, the example is very simple. Just like as soon as the sun is risen, immediately the sun sign is expanded. The other day while coming here we saw how within a second the sun arose from the sea water. Not from the sea, it looks like that. Immediately, within a second, the whole world became illuminated. Immediately. Within a second. So, what is this illumination? It is the expansion of the sun sign. But because the expansion is there, it does not mean the sun globe is finished. The sun globe is there. And within the sun globe, the sun god is there, or the predominating personality of the sun globe is there. His name is also known to us. His name is Bibhushan. Just like in America, the president's name is Ford. And those who are intelligent person, he knows, are your president. Similarly, every planet, there is a president. There is chief person, and the name are recorded in the Vedic literature. And in the Bhagavad Gita you'll find that Krishna, sometimes some 40 millions of years ago, we calculate 40 or 400, some millions of years, he met the sun god and he spoke Bhagavad Gita. Imang vivasati yogam pratvana homambayam. So we have to take information from the right source. Then you have awareness of everything. How God is expanded everywhere. You can take this example. The sun is away from us, according to the scientist's calculation, 93 million of miles away. And immediately, within a second, his sun sign is expanded all over the universe. Immediately, at least 93 million of miles, within a second. So if it is possible by an ordinary material thing, Krishna, God is full spiritual. How much spiritually powerful he is that he can expand himself all over the universes. This is called thoughtful consideration. So Krishna, when Krishna says, Maya tatam idam sadnam, I am expanded everywhere. Where is the difficulty to understand? There is no difficulty. If we are sane person, if we can see that in one universe there is one sun, and the sun is so powerful, it is a material thing, and there are innumerable universes, and there are innumerable suns, one who has created the suns, how much powerful he is. This is the calculation, common sense. If one sun, which is material, if it is so powerful that for millions and millions of years it is giving its energy, heat and light, still it is so bright and powerful, and temperature is so high. How much powerful temperature is of God, you can just imagine. So when he said, Maya tatam idam sarvam, it is not a false pride, it is fair. Simply, we must have brain to understand. Maya tatam idam sarvam. Every particle, every atom, there is presence of God. That is stated in the Annantarasthana paramanu chayantarasthana. Paramanu means the atom. God is within the atom. So God is within you also. God is outside, God is within. Outside, as we see, these five elements, what are these five elements? The same thing, expansion of God's energy. Just like we practically see, scientifically, the sunshine is the cause of this universe. Within the sunshine, all the planets have grown, and in each and every planet, due to the sunshine, the vegetables are growing, there are leaves. When there is no sunshine, the leaves falls down. As soon as the sunshine is there, the colorful fruits and flowers and leaves have come out. Everything is due to the sunshine. Similarly, the supreme sun is Krishna. Dasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. He has got, just like the sun has shining. Similarly, try to understand, God has got his effulgence, bodily shining. That is called Brahma Jyoti. When the Brahma Jyoti is there, innumerable universes are generated. Therefore, he is cause of all creation. It doesn't require to manufacture each and every universe. He is so powerful that in his effulgence, in his shining, innumerable universes are created. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. Kotisu asesa vasudhadi vibhuti bhannam. In each universe, there are many millions and millions of stars and planets. These are the description in the Vedic literature. So we have to learn. You cannot, by your teeny effort, with limited power, limited perception, you cannot speculate. You have to understand from authoritative statements. That is called Veda. Vedas means knowledge which is perfect knowledge, and if you study Vedas, then you get perfect knowledge of everything. And the cream of the Vedic knowledge is here in the Bhagavad Gita. So, if you read Bhagavad Gita carefully, then you get all the knowledge very perfectly. Here it is said, Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat abhaktam murtina. And that expansion, that impersonal expansion of bhakta, not manifested. You cannot see God in person in this expansion. Therefore, sometimes we foolishly say that, can you show me God? God is there. You have to make your eyes to see. They say God is here in the temple. But somebody is thinking that this is not God, this is a statue, an idol. They are worshipping idol. Supposing it is idol, but if God is everywhere, why is he not in the idol? What is the argument? If God is everywhere, then why he is not idol? God has the power. And actually, this is not idol. This is God's energy. The same example. The sunshine is everywhere. So, originally, sunshine is the cause of everything. Similarly, God's effulgence is the cause of material things also. That is explained in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Bhumi rapo nalo bayu khangamano buddhideva. External energy, internal energy, and marginal energy. The external energy is this material expansion, manifestation. Similarly, there is internal energy, the spiritual world manifestation, and in between them, there is another energy called marginal energy, tatastha, that we are, we living entities, we are, is marginal energy. Marginal energy means we can live either in this external energy or in the internal energy, in between. So at the present moment, we are living in the external energy. But this external energy is also Krishna's energy, God's energy. It is not different from him. But the external energy means you are captivated by the external energy. But the external energy is not permanent. The internal energy is permanent. The spiritual world is permanent. And we are also permanent, jiva-bhuta. So the Krishna consciousness movement is to transfer oneself from this external energy to the internal energy. That is the purpose of all Vedic literature. Vedaishta sarvai aham eva vedam. To understand God and go back to home, back to Godhead. That is perfection of life. So here we are in the God's energy, there is no doubt. Mayata masthani sarva-bhutani. Everything. Bhutani means all living entities, anything which has grown. The trees, the plants, the hills, the oceans, the sky, everything is resting in God's energy. Masthani sarva-bhutani. Naham teshu avasthita. But it is not that the pantheists, they think that God has expanded in everything. Then whatever I worship, and that is God's worship. No, Krishna said, no, that you cannot take. The same example, the sunshine is not different from the sun. Because the sunshine has entered within your room, it does not mean the sun has entered. If you try to understand, then you will understand. That God is everywhere, still. He is not everywhere. This is His inconceivable power. Therefore, if we want to worship God, then we have to worship His form, His name, form, quality, pastime. Then we shall realize that God is person, supreme being, and He has got all the propensities as we have got, because we are part and parcel of God. We can study God's personality from our personality, just like we can study the Father by the symptoms of the Son. This is a crude example. Similarly, whatever propensities we have got, where from the propensities coming? It is coming from God. Therefore, in the Vedanta Sutra it is said, Janmardasya Jataha. Everything is emanating from God. The original source of everything is God. So, when we study ourselves minutely, that what is our position, or by studying ourselves, we can study the nature of God. The difference is only that He is huge, the great, we are small particles. But the qualities are the same. You take a drop of the ocean water, the chemical composition is the same. The taste is the same. So that is the difference between a living entity and God. We are a small sample of God, but God is great. If we understand this philosophy, then it is not difficult to understand what is God, and then we can establish our original relationship, and if we act accordingly, then our life is successful. Thank you very much.
Would you like to give your views on this? Psychiatry.
What is that?
Well, when someone is having some kind of mental problem, The psychiatrist analyzes it from the medical point, sometimes from the psychological viewpoint.
Psychiatrist?
Yes.
This is an expansion of the energy known as mind. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Kanga mana buddhi revacha. These are subtle matter. So, different division. God's creation is so wonderful that even if you take the atom, there are so many things. That is, scientists are. So, what to speak of? Mind, thinking, feeling, willing. And there are so many divisions. So what is your question about the psychiatrist? It is a material thing and very subtle, and there are so many divisions. So what is your question about it?
I just wanted your views on is your concept of...
Yes, it is. Everything is resting on God. This is also resting on God.
Is it necessary to have a therapeutic system of some...
Everything, first of all, we have to understand that everything is expansion of God's energy. So, if you understand God, then the energies are automatically understood. Jasmin vijñāte sarvamehitam vijñātam bhavanti. This is the basic injunction. If you try to understand God, then His energies also will be understood by you. If you know the root, if you water on the root of the tree, then the tree, whole tree becomes luxuriantly flowers. So our proposition is, you take the root, Krishna, and he will understand everything properly. From the root, if you want to understand the tree, whole tree, you try to understand it from the root, not from the top. So, disease, any disease, if you understand the root cause of the disease, you can give proper medicine and his cure. So, psychiatrists, generally, their patients are crazy fellows. Generally, they treat crazy fellows. It is not... No sane man goes to a psychiatrist. Is it not a fact? So all this crazy man sometimes makes his psychiatrist say crazy also. So, more or less everyone is crazy. That is the, it is not my layman's opinion. It is the opinion of a big medical surgeon. There was a case in the court, murder case. The murderer pleaded that I became crazy mad at that time. That is generally. So, the medical man was called to examine. Then he was a great civil surgeon in Calcutta. So he gave his opinion in the court that so far I have treated many patients. So my opinion is that everyone is more or less a madman. More or less. It is a question of degree. So our opinion is like that. That anyone who is not under the direct connection with God, he is a crazy man. He's a madman. Now we can treat. So we are also psychiatrists. We are pushing this Krishna consciousness. So because anyone who is in this material world, more or less crazy, madman. Because he doesn't care for God. Therefore he is crazy. He is completely under the control of God. But still he has the audacity to say, no, I don't believe you. Say anyone who does not believe in God, he is a crazy fellow. You can treat him. Everyone is patient. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarosa ahankar vimuratma kartaham iti mannati. This crazy fellow, he is fully under the control of material nature. And he is still thinking that he is independent. That is craziness. Everyone is thinking like that. Everyone is a patient of psychiatrists. How we can declare independence? There is no independence. You are completely dependent on the laws of material nature. Prakita kriyamana unikarmana. Janma mitya jarabhyadi dukkha dosana darsana. This is knowledge. Nobody wants to die, but nature says you must die. Where is your independence? Nobody wants to take birth, but you enter into the mother's womb. But you must enter. Nobody wants to become old man. Nature says you must become old man. Nobody wants disease. The nature says, you must have disease. So where is your independence? But the crazy fellow says, I am independent. I think like this. What is the value of your thinking? You may think in your favor, but the nature will not allow it. So everyone is crazy who is declaring independence. He is a crazy. Then, any questions? Yes, this question is very nice. Anyone who does not believe in God, does not surrender to God, he is a crazy fellow. That's all.
Wants to know what's the best activity to perform to go back to Godhead.
You are already performing Hare Krishna chant, very easy, sir. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam pada sevanam. That is the best education. To hear about God, to chant about God, to think about God, to worship God. In this way there are 9 processes recommended. You are following that, at least trying to follow. Then, when you are perfect, then you go. Taptadeham punarjanmanaiti, no more material body. You fall sickly, the devotional process. There are 9 different ways. But if you simply hear about God, then you also become perfect. Any one of them, you take 9 of them, 8 of them, 7 of them, 6 of them, 5 of them, at least one you take, and you become perfect. One must take. Just like Maharaj Parikshit, he took only one. He listened to Sukadeva Goswami, hearing. He became perfect. Sukadeva Goswami, he simply chanted. He became perfect. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu, smaranam padasivanam, archanam bhat, bandhanam dasam satyam. Arjuna, he simply took Krishna as the best friend. He became perfect. That is Bhagavad Gita. He has accepted Krishna as the best friend. Krishna, although I am talking with you as friend, but I know what you are. So I am perplexed. Kindly give me lesson. Shishasri ham sarimang prapannam. My dear Krishna, I am surrendering unto you. I accept you as my spiritual master. Kindly teach me. So he became perfect by making Krishna his friend. So 9 processes, any process you take and do it perfectly, then you become perfect. So we are opening different centers all over the world. At least, if they come and hear about Krishna, they will become perfect. Without doing anything. Simply by hearing, hearing. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padasi. It is very easy. It is not at all difficult. When is it difficult? God has given us ear. And if we simply hear, listen what Krishna says, we become perfect.
What if you hear in your heart but don't act in your life?
What if you hear but don't act accordingly in your practical life?
You hear it in your heart.
Well, hear means you do it in practical life. Otherwise, what is the hearing? That's like one stone, that he has got a ear. That is not nothing. Hearing means it will react. That is hearing. The more you hear, it will react. And then you practically do it. But everything comes by hearing. So hearing is so important. Just like even in your ordinary education, you go to the school, college and hear from the professor. Hearing is so important. And then you become perfect. You take your degrees. Similarly, the science of God, you simply hear about it. Samaram kirtanam, then gradually it will purify. Hearing means purifying the dirty things within the heart. That is hearing. Chaita dharpana marjanam, chinnatana sakata krishna punna savana kirtanam. Because it is spiritual, hearing has got a potency to purify. This is not ordinary hearing. This is spiritual hearing. So it has got a potency. Sinnatang sabata krishna punna savana kirtan. Anyone who takes part in this process of hearing and chanting, he becomes pious, purified. Just like if you touch somewhere other, the fire, it will act. Similarly, Krishna is spiritual. You hear about Krishna, then it will act, then it will be purified. So, any other question?
Srila Prabhupada, how can we understand why the Krishna consciousness movement seems to attract so many young boys and young girls in the Western world?
Attracts?
Attracts so many young people and not so much the middle-aged and older people in the Western world.
Not only Western world, everywhere. Therefore they are called old fools.
Why do you think that is?
Because they require time to forget what they have learned. Young men, they are receptive. Therefore, for education, younger age is recommended. There is a history. One father and one daughter, they both appeared for BA examination. The father failed and the daughter passed. The younger generation, they can receive very nicely. Older generation, it is little difficult. Therefore it is recommended by Prahlada, Kaumara Acharet Pragya Dharmana Bhagavatani. Durulavanga Manusan Janma Tadapi Adhubam. He recommended, my dear friends, Prahlada Maharaj was 5 years old, and he was preaching Krishna consciousness in his classroom. When the teachers are out, he would preach Krishna consciousness. So the friends should request, my dear Prahlada, let us play, this is Tipinava. He said, no, my dear friend. Kumaro Acharit Pragna Dharmano Bhagavatani. Immediately, we are now young boys, this is the time to learn. Kumara means between 5 to 10 years. This is the time. Dharmano Bhagavatani. Why? Don't think that your life is guaranteed. We can die at any moment. Better understand the science of God in this early age. This is Prahlada Maharaj's recommendation. So, this Bhagavad Dharma, Krishna consciousness, should be learned from the very beginning. Then it will be solid. By nature's way, younger generation, they capture very nicely. Yes. This question was asked by many gentlemen to me, why younger generation attract? Because they are receptive. This is the age. So don't waste time. From the very beginning of life, when we can talk, when we can walk, learn Krishna consciousness, chant Hare Krishna, life will be successful. We are therefore opening so many gurukuls to teach from the very beginning of life. Brahmachari gurukule vasandanta guru ritam. They should be trained up how to offer respect to guru, to superior. These things are not taught. The Vedic system is first brahmachari, then grihastha. That is compulsory. Brahmachari, grihastha, manaprastha, sannyas. 4 divisions. First of all, he must be trained a first-class brahmachari after 25 years. And then, if he likes, he can enter into family life. That is also up to 50 years. Naturally, a person, after being trained up as brahmachari, enters family life. He cannot stay in family life for all the days. 50 years, when the sons are grown up, say 20 years, 25 years, then he can retire from family life. That is called vanaprastha. The wife can remain as assistant. Not for any other purpose. Then, when he is fully prepared, the wife goes to the care of elderly children, and the man takes sannyas. But this culture is lost. Now, unless one is shot dead, he would not need family life. Even Mahatma Gandhi, he got independence and everything, still he would not need. So you are shot dead. This is our position. All politicians are big men. They are not going to deter. Stuck up. This is not civilization. When one is young, he can remain with family, wife, children, 25 to 50 years. That's all. no more, give up. Then take Balapusa, train up yourself for becoming sannyas, and then take sannyas simply for understanding God. That is sannyas. You can take sannyas from the very beginning, but if it is not possible, at least at the fag end of your life, everyone should take sannyas and completely devote in understanding the science of God. That is good sannyas. This is Vedic system, Varnasram dharma. Now it is foolishly going as Hindu dharma. What is Hindu dharma? Hindu is not found even in the scriptures. This is a name given by the Mohammedans. Sindhu, there is a river, Sindhu. From Sindhu it has come Hindu. Actually, the Vedic culture is Varnasram dharma. Four Varnas, and four ashramas. That is real Vedic culture. How to create Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sangha. Eight. This is called Varnasrama. Varnasramacharavata purusheina parapuma Vishnu aradhate punsa nannatattosukha. Actually, human civilization begins when this institution of varnasram is accepted. Otherwise, it is animal civilization. Eating, sleeping, meeting, and dancing. That's all. All right, thank you.